Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil' Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil' Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
That's right. We're having us a nice little party here at Arandas Sports Bar inside Taquerias Arandas on Shepherd.
You went for it, hang out.
I rolled that R a little bit, man.
You went for it, didn't you? Taquerias.
Yeah, Taquerias. Taquerias Arandas. It's that double roll that'll get me from time to time. But come through, hang out with us. The food is great. The drinks are great, obviously. The atmosphere is absolutely tremendous. The service is tremendous as well. Got a lot of the Sports Radio 610 fam in the building. And big shout out to Academy Sports and Outdoors for making it happen. We gave away an Academy Sports and Outdoors $50 gift card. We've given away already, I think, three of our five Taquerias Arandas sports gift cards. Actually, we've only given away two. We got three more to give away. I'm doing one in this segment. I'm doing one in the segment live on the radio, man. To hell with it, man.
Shout out to Scott, who's one of our big winners today.
Big Scott McGrath. You got bugs out there. You need a pest man. You need pest control. McGrath, look it up, baby. Scott's the man. He'll get you taken care of. But big shout out to Academy Sports and Outdoors for making this happen. You need to show up. Show up at our little party here, and there's a big QR code by the front door. There's QR codes on a couple of little papers floating around. And what you need to do is you need to scan that QR code and register for the Ultimate Tailgate Football Package. It's a $1,000 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors, as well as two tickets to the Christmas Day game, Texans versus Baltimore, to our suite, which is the second largest suite at NRG Stadium. Unless you're hanging out with the McNairs, you ain't been in a bigger suite. So come on, hang out with us, and let's make this happen. Not to mention, like I said, man, this is H-Town, y'all. This is H-Town, man, right here. Whether it's Taquerias Arandas or Arandas Sports Bar, either way you look at it, man, this is H-Town. The vibe in the building, the food, the drinks, it's how we do things around here, so come through and hang out with us. All right, we got to talk a little bit about this run game, Ron. We've hit on it briefly. I think the news of the day is the final report on what happened in practice this week, and the running back situation is the one that seems to be in a tad bit of trouble, with Joe Mixon not practicing all week long, Joe Mixon being doubtful for the game, and then Damian Pierce not practicing all week long and being out for the game this week, unavailable with a hamstring. We are down to Cam Akers and Dare Ogunbowale, who I've always liked Dare Ogunbowale, but since I saw his sister light it up in that WNBA All-Star game, she was something else. I even think more highly of of him. So I want to focus on Cam Akers for a minute, because if you look at, yes, the Minnesota Vikings did beat the 49ers last week. It was a great win for the Minnesota Vikings at their place. The one thing that sticks out to me is that Jordan Mason, the running back for young running back that's getting run for what's my man's name? My mind the running
for
the, back.
For Christian McCaffrey.
Christian McCaffrey, the young fellow that's getting run, third year pro. I believe he's a fourth round draft pick. But he went 20 carries for 100 yards last week, Ron.
Yep.
He averaged 5 yards a carry last week against this defense. And it wasn't 4 or 5 carries. It was 20 carries for 100 yards. And while I don't think the Texans are ready to run the football on the level of the San Francisco 49ers, I damn sure feel like we can lean into that 5 yards per carry as we decide what we're going to expect out of Cam Akers and what we're going to expect out of this offensive line. Again, this offensive line has 3 first-round picks on it, a second-round draft pick at center, and a Super Bowl champion at guard. This offensive line needs to be able to run the football against a defense like the Minnesota Vikings. I've heard so much conversation about Flores as a defensive coordinator and how much chaos and how disruptive and not, how they disguise. That's all fine and dandy. When it's all said and done, one way to slow that down is run the rock right at them.
And even with them missing their top 2 backs, according to their depth chart, even with them missing their top 2 backs.
Yeah, absolutely. I think if we didn't have a Cam Akers and we were down to one of the rookies that we saw play decent in the regular season, I'd be a little bit concerned. But Cam Akers is a back in this league that the only question mark when they signed him for me, I thought he was a long-term move because I didn't think he'd be ready to play. The only question for me about Cam Akers is he going to be healthy? He answered that question. He checked that box in the preseason. So when you look at Cam Akers, he was by far in the preseason the most impressive back. Yeah, Bridge Brooks had a couple of good games, and there were some guys that did some nice things. But when you talk about showing that vision and having the ability to cut back, really a next-level understanding of this offense and being a running back in this offense, when you talk about catching the football out of the backfield, to me he was the most impressive back in the preseason. And so much so that I still believe this. He's the second-best back on this football team. So I just think that Cam Akers, with this offensive line, they've got to be able to run the football effectively. If Jordan Mason for the 49ers can run it to the tune of 5 yards a carry, then damn it, Cam Akers ought to be able to run the football this week. Here's Bobby Sloak. I told you Bobby Sloak, the offensive coordinator for the Texans, he spoke this week, spoke yesterday afternoon, and he was asked specifically about Cam Akers and what has impressed him about Cam Akers. Here's the offensive coordinator.
Yeah, he's great vision. He's been running, Ram zone scheme. He did the same thing in Minnesota. He's really good at reading that. We call it riding the wave, finding the right hole to hit. He always plays under control. When he sees it, he hits it. He finished physical, and he has really good contact balance, and I'd say those are the things that jump out with Cam. You pretty much see that every carry.
Those are the things that jump out. That was a long list, and that was an impressive list. I mean, that was a mouthful for Bobby Sloak.
Contact balance.
Yeah. I mean, look, that's obviously a big thing here. And the experience with the Rams and being able to ride that wave he's talking about with that zone. Because here's the deal. They are, damn it, they're going to hang their head on the outside zone, Ron. That's just if they're going to run the football effective, it's going to be because they're getting outside. Their tackles are able to get those ends or get up to the second level, and the tight ends are able to block and give an edge for the running back to get around. They're going to run the outside zone. That's just who they're going to be, and I think Cam Akers obviously has a ton of experience doing that. So I think this could actually be a positive that Cam Akers is the guy and that it's not down to Damian Pierce and us trying to find out this week is, does he fit this system or does he not?
Yeah, I do.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt. app when you move, you don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand and the yummy way to start the school year.
I do like him, and I know you still hold out some hope for
yeah,
Mixon.
Yeah.
But I do like him knowing right now. And listen, I think Cam Akers has known a lot longer, whatever it is, because I don't know that we 100% know, Clint. But I think Cam Akers has long known what his role is going to be on Sunday. I think Cam Akers knows at this point exactly if he's the lead back, if he's the number one back,
sure.
If Mixon's likely to play or not yet. I think he knows, and I think that is a good thing that he's been able to prepare for whatever that role is all week.
Yeah, and the other part of that is the pass protection. That's what you worry about when a depth running back has got to play. They're going to have to throw the football well this week and probably throw it a lot this week to win it. And Cam Akers, a veteran, been in his system, knows the pass protection. Now, I don't know if he can pick them up as well as Joe Mixon can, but he damn sure knows who he's supposed to get, when he's supposed to get him. So there shouldn't be much fall off there, at least getting a hat on a hat with Cam Akers. I'm going to be honest with you, I'm stoked about Cam Akers and getting to see him run this early in the season. Him having to be the featured back this week is I didn't think it would happen this early, but it was good that he got as much running as he did in the preseason. Ron, speaking of scheme and kind of running the football well, and Thursday night football last night, if you're able to watch any of that game, for me, the Jets won 24-3, and Aaron Rodgers looked like MVP Aaron Rodgers. 27-35, 281 yards, two touchdowns, was in control of the game the entire time, had the ability, obviously, with the bum Achilles, coming off the Achilles surgery repair, obviously the ability to run around and make plays. He did that with no hesitation. So it was a big night for Aaron Rodgers. But, Ron, as I'm watching that game, because I believe the Jets are a team that looked like they were one of a handful of teams that looked like they didn't do much in training camp. They looked like a team that, which is a surprise, because you think having a defensive-minded head coach, you'd be on the D'Amico Ryans level of being more physical. They looked like a group that wasn't on the same page, that was rusty. They were missing simple things on third and short, fourth and short. And the question was, could they get that right? Well, they got it right. And this is the guy that I thought would be an MVP. This is the team that I thought might have a chance to be a Super Bowl contender. A Super Bowl winner, I'm sorry. But the Jets did exactly what the Texans need to do. While the Texans haven't looked like they didn't go through training camp, they have played, what would you say? I'd say B-.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, especially when you put them together. Like, defensively, I thought they played an A game against the Bears, but I didn't think they were great against the Colts in certain aspects. Offense, I thought, was better against the Colts than they were the Bears. So, yeah in the B, I mean,
we've had a game where penalties were atrocious.
Yes.
Luckily, they won, or it would be a major, major question of concern, right? When it's all said and done, we have not seen even a B-plus, A-type performance from the Texans. I think you could say that about the Jets before last night.
Yeah.
Right now, as I see it, the Texans need to do what the Jets did last night, was put it all together. Put it all together. They rushed for 133 yards in complimentary fashion. Their great quarterback, which the Texans have one, he took over the game, controlled the game, and very convincingly went on to win a big-time game that they needed.
Yeah.
That's the blueprint.
281, I mean, rush for one.
Yeah, yeah. That's the blueprint.
And then they gave up 3 points. Yeah.
Yes. C.J. Stroud's got – this is a game where C.J. Stroud's got to be C.J. Stroud. You're not winning this football game with C.J. Stroud not being a big-time impact.
No.
There ain't no doubt.
Especially
no doubt
now with Joe Mixon, like not being there, Damian Pierce not being there, and your backs are Dare Ogunbowale and obviously Cam Akers.
Yeah.
The offensive line, this will be big for them, though, right?
Yeah.
The thing, the first 2 weeks, Clint, has been an issue is the pass protection, and if C.J. is going to have to play a big game, they've got a pass block better than they have the first 2 weeks. And, Clint, again, I've said this, we've said it all week, the Vikings, after the first 2 weeks of the season, lead the NFL in sacks. So they've got to also pick it up to allow C.J. Stroud to have the kind of day you're thinking he needs to have.
We are at Aranda's Sports Bar at Taquerias Aranda's on Shepherd. On Shepherd in the Heights. Come through and hang out. Grab that box over there. Let's pull a name. We got gift cards to give away. And damn it, we're gonna make a little racket right here on air, Ron.
Let's make a little racket on air right there.
Grab that box. Let's pull a name. Let's give away a $25 gift card.
I hope you get it on the first one.
Come on now. What do you mean I get it on the first one?
Pull Reggie's name.
Pull Reggie's name. Reggie ain't in this thing.
Somebody asked me. Did Reggie show up? Yeah, he showed up.
Lenaris Montez.
Sweat.
Lenaris Montez Sweat.
Jordan.
Yeah, Lenaris.
Hey!
Speak up, Big Lynn. Speak up, baby. Come on now. Give me that $25 gift card right there. Y'all come hang out with us. We got a couple of gift cards left. We got a lot of fun to have, and damn it, they got drinks.
Gift cards.
They got drinks, they got grub. Come on out.
Hey, we got tickets left to Iowa State at Houston. So come on out, sign your name. All you got to do is come on out, sign your name, and put it in our raffle box as we're at Aranda's Sports Bar and inside Taqueria's Aranda. So come on out and hang out with us right off Shepherd Street.
Ron, I'm a little surprised that you didn't bring up how well that Rodgers played and the Jets played last night, given that was my Super Bowl pick and all that.
Well, I mean, I said it earlier. I'll let you have it. Yeah. And a nice game. It was good. It was good to see Aaron look closer to Aaron.
You got that?
Do I got what?
That michelada right there.
Ooh,
my man.
What is that?
I mean, you can call it a bloody beer if you like. There's more to it. I mean, I'm going to keep it simple. Ask that young lady behind the bar. She can tell you exactly what's in it.
Yeah, we'll ask her what it is.
I'm trying to see what kind of beer that was.
Is it? Yeah.
No, that's a michelada.
Yeah,
michelada. Can you say that?
Michelada.
I like it, baby. What kind of beer is that you put in that michelada right there, man? Victoria.
There you go.
Dang.
Okay, there it is.
Come on, man.
Come on out. You can see where the Victoria is and hang out with us.
It's a beer. All you perverts, it's a beer. It's not a woman. It's a beer.
That's right. It is a beer. All you perverts out there, it is not a woman.
Tyler's in Minnesota.
Scott said, depending on how many you have, it could be. Shout out to Scott.
Ain't that the truth?
How about it? All right. As we continue on this Football Friday, it is a Football Friday, but I do want to at least get this across here with the Astros. They got a big win last night. Their magic number is now down to 5. And I think there is at least a conversation about one player that we have not talked a lot about with the Houston Astros. Let's discuss that coming up next.
All right,
that was a good tease. Reggie got caught up right there.
Hey, you put the pom-poms in. I got a read over here to do, man. Hey,
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand and the yummy way to start the school year.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.